The statistics are hard to ignore. Sub-Saharan Africa is the lowest-ranked region in the world on the United Nations Education Development Index. The UN Education Agency, UNESCO, says a quarter of all children in Sub-Saharan Africa do not go to school and account for 43% of the world's out-of-school children. Meantime, the African Union has said the continent will need to recruit more than 2 million new teachers by 2015, just 3 years from now. While the UN and the AU agree on the scope of the education challenges facing the continent, they are from two separate schools of thought on how to remedy the situation. UNESCO, for instance, develops individual programs catering to each country's needs based on the UN's Education for All initiative, known as EFA. Joseph Massakoi, director of UNESCO's East Africa office.
Every country or every region will look at those and see what is important. For instance, in Uganda, they have decided that teacher training is what is important. In Sudan, it is literacy that we are emphasizing. Similarly, we are doing the same for Rwanda. So every country will pick an area they wish to emphasize.
EFA lists six major goals, including improving child education, gender parity, and literacy. UNESCO says the initiative has made major strides, especially in effort to attain universal primary education, with countries like Ethiopia, Guinea, and Burundi improving rapidly since 1999. Education for All is also in line with the UN's Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs, which seek to eradicate poverty, stop HIV/AIDS, and improve other aspects of life in developing countries. But the head of the Education Division at the African Union Commission, Beatrice Njenga, says the UN initiatives are misdirected.
EFA focuses on basic education. And then a few years later, we have MDGs, whose education goal is primary education, but they go on to list other goals to do with development, to do with child mortality, food security, and all that. And you look at those goals and you think, with primary education, with basic education, shall we be able to meet these goals? One reason we might not meet MDGs in terms of, for instance, child mortality is because we don't have the human resources. Where do human resources come from? Not basic education.
The African Union has established its own plan of action, education goals to achieve by the year 2015. Instead of focusing on a bottom-up approach that promises basic education for all, the AU plan is geared more toward developing stronger African universities that will produce graduates who are focused on solving African problems. And Njenga says here too, on the university level, Africa is lagging behind.
Higher education, the world average for access to university is about 27%. The average for Africa for accessing a first degree is between 2 and 7%. We've been told that we need to at least double it to 12% if we are just to get the human resources that we need.
The AU has established a Pan-African University, which will have institutes in five separate regions focused on different disciplines. And Njenga says three of the schools, in Kenya, Cameroon, and Nigeria, will be ready to accept students this year. Another two are planned for Algeria and a country yet to be determined in southern Africa. UNESCO's Massakoi objects to the African Union characterization of the UN as being too focused on primary education.
We cannot make progress with basic education unless we also strengthen higher education. Teachers come from higher education. So when we talk about teacher training, we are talking about really working at the higher education level. So we are now doing that. So whereas the emphasis would appear to be only on basic education, all the other inputs that we strengthen and bring about quality of education, close the gender gap, and so on, also addressed by other programs, including higher education.
The challenges to providing education in Africa are vast, but Massakoi says he is optimistic.
We should not look at where we are and assess us on that basis. We should look at where we are coming from. We should also look at the impediments that we have overcome, because some of these countries have had wars, conflicts, where everything was either destroyed or stagnated for a while. So when we look at all of that together, and we see some progress, we feel very optimistic that by the year 2015, we'll be able to attain some of those goals, if not all.
Both the AU and the UN are looking at 2015 as the benchmark year to reassess the effectiveness of their two programs. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.